Okay, Simin Reish Samech, Dine Hachnasas Shabbos. Chavir tells us, Mitzvah Lirchot, Kol Gufo, Im I Efshel Lirchot, Spanav Yad Viraglov. Chavir says, Spanav Yad Viraglov. Ramah says, Kol Gufo, if you can. Vichami V'Erev Shabbos. So it's Mitzvah to bathe on Erev Shabbos. Mitzvah Lachov Rosh, for the galaxy, for Naim. Erev Shabbos. It's mitzvah to shampoo your head, to cut your fingernails, and Erev Shabbos. So this idea of bathing Erev Shabbos comes from a Gemara in Shabbos of Chaf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says it's a mitzvah, meaning it's not a chova, it's not like Hadlakas Neiros, Shabbos obligation, it's an Inyan, it's a nice thing to do, it's the right thing to do. The part of Erev Raglav, today most of us don't walk around barefoot, so our feet aren't so dirty. Some folks can say, you know, just wash your feet. The Vilna Gaon thought, Gemara says, Raglos, you wash your feet also. But the truth is, most of us bathe daily, you know, so it would be like a bizarre Kavod Shabbos if we were going to say, every day I'll bathe, take a shower, but on a Friday I'm not going to. So, if since the reality is, before you go to Chasna, before you do something important, you take a shower, so before Shabbos, just take a shower. So certainly, if it's coming out of a bizarre Kavod Shabbos, that's definitely wrong. Strictly speaking, it's not a chiyuv. Strictly speaking, it's only a mitzvah. But like I said, since today we do it, it would obviously be like a bizarre not to. Now,
does it have to be specifically like during the day at a certain time?
So what about Thursday night, what about Friday morning? Right. So it sounds like it's getting it closer as possible to Shabbos is important, because then it's nicker to cover Shabbos, but sometimes you can't because you're traveling, you're really busy. So if you want to shower in the morning, that's also okay. A little later on in Simon Reish Samech Gimel, at the very end, the Ramah says you should put on your Shabbos clothes. Usually you don't put on your Shabbos clothes Friday morning. So the idea is to put on your Shabbos clothes after you bathe, because then it shows the bathing is for Shabbos. If you can, you can't always do that. And you should bathe closer to Shabbos. So that is like an ideal, but again, it's not always possible. If you have to bathe Friday morning, you can. Until come Shabbos, it's also legitimate. Welcome. We're holding here in Simin Reish Samech. Reish Samech. So you have this din of bathing on Erev Shabbos. The minhag is to bathe with hot water. That's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't sound like it's a chiyuv. The whole thing's not a chiyuv, but minhag is to bathe with hot water. And that's why even in the 9 days when we generally don't take hot showers, so many are makel on Erev Shabbos Chazon to take a hot shower. And some say, no, you still should take only lukewarm, or even if you take hot, you shouldn't do it l'shem tanig, you shame kavod Shabbos. But it seems like taking a shower with kavod Shabbos is already considered a mitzvah, and hot water is part of that. And therefore, the minhag is, many people are makel Erev Shabbos Chazon to take a hot shower, even though other days of the 9 days we generally bathe only with lukewarm water. We try not to... Okay. There's also a minhag to go to mikvah on Erev Shabbos. The Chassidim refer into Tosefes Kedusha. So the Chora, again, it's lirchot, so it doesn't sound like it's litbol, but included in that is also a minhag many have to go to mikvah. Even those who don't go to mikvah daily, they go to mikvah Erev Shabbos, and certainly Midas Chassidus. Now, the Machaber speaks about cutting your nails. It sounds like it's a chiyuv. And most people don't have to cut their nails every week. But if you look at the Ramav, So the haircut, you'll get a haircut every week. But it sounds like you should cut your nails every week. I don't know if people do that. If there's nothing to cut, you know. But if you could cut it, to show you're doing Kavod Shabbos. In general, the idea of everything should be Kavod Shabbos. You can get a haircut out of on Tuesday. If you get a haircut on Friday, you do it Kavod Shabbos. It shows you're doing Kavod Shabbos. There's the idea of trying to transform even a regular mundane acts into Maasei Mitzvah. Right, the Mishnah says, "Shekol Maasav Hishrayim." Chazal says, "Shekol Maasav Hishrayim." The Rambam says, "Everything you do, you person can nap because they enjoy sleeping, or you can nap because you want to learn." So, by everything we do should be the Shem Mitzvah. So, getting a haircut closer to Shabbos, getting a haircut on Friday, that would be a key of Kavod Shabbos. It's not an Easter to get a haircut on Sunday or a Monday or Tuesday, but there's an Inyan to get a haircut closer to Shabbos. Likewise, cutting your nails on Friday. From the Machaber, sounds like you should do it every week. I don't know if people are makbid on that. Certainly, you don't have to get a haircut every week. And then the Machaber, the Ramah brings down, when you cut your nails, don't cut them in a regular derech. The yachke was small. Rather, you start with the left hand, b'kamitza, uve'yamin be'etzba. V'simen l'zeh, dalid beis hey gimel aleph v'smol. So you take your left hand and you start with the second finger, beis. Then you use the fifth finger, then the gimel. Dalid. You start with the fourth finger and then the second finger and then the fifth finger and the third finger and the first finger. Uve beis dalid aleph gimel hey v'yamin. So this is brought down. It seems to be something connected to Kabbalah, although some Kabbalah made fun of this. They say that Rizal didn't hold this at all. The Rizal was obviously a big Makobol. The Mishmura says, you know, it's not clear, but, you know, it's better to be Makbid on it. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Mandalom copied, la copied Ale. If you're not into this, that's fine. In fact, he thinks Al Pinigla, you should always cut the right hand first. In general, we say that when you bathe, when you do anything, you use your right first. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, cut your right fingernails first and then your left fingernails. But there are many who follow what it says here in the Ramah. Again, the Mishnah Berurah recommends it. It says, L'chatchila. M'kol malkom yesh lizar l'chatchila, from the Magen Avraham. Some people are Makbid, some people aren't. This issue of maybe having a chiyuv to cut your fingernails every Friday certainly wouldn't be true for your toenails. Your toenails grow very infrequently, very, very, very slowly, so I don't think it would be a chiyuv. What is brought down is that apparently cutting the fingernails on Thursday is somewhat problematic because then it begins to grow on Shabbos and it doesn't look nice. I don't really know what that means exactly, but it's brought down that it's better not to cut your fingernails on Thursday, it's better to cut them on Friday. Okay.
Is that because of a halachic reason of breaking Shabbos or just because it doesn't look nice?
I don't think it's an isser. I think it's more, it's Shabbos, we want to look our best for Shabbos. So if it starts to regrow at that point, I don't really know what it means, but it's brought down like that.
That's not okay. Feeling?
Yeah, apparently. Again, I'm not really sure. Fine. Questions, comments? Okay. Base. Kshiyya samach chashecha yishol anshe veso b'loshan raka yisartim yiravtim hafrashim chala v'yomar lehem hadliku azaner. This is the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, we say Friday night. You should ask of people in your home if they, Lashon Raka, it's important. Usually Friday is a stressful day, people are preparing. So the idea of having extra special care to ask kindly and courteous in the way you ask, you shouldn't command, you ask. Yisartem, Yiravtem, we don't do this today. Why don't we do this? So if you live in Chutzlaretz, there's no Meiser. Here in Israel, there is Meiser, but we usually buy from stores that have Meiser. Most of us don't have gardens where we have to remember to take off Trusa Meisers. If you do, taka, it makes sense, you know, to remind people. Yiravtem, again, we know usually it's an Erev every week. You know, usually it's done Erev Pesach, then Erev Chaseros. Hifrashtem Chala. Here too, we usually buy Chalas that are already Mufrash. If you bake Chalas, so even then, the minhag is not to. Many people bake challahs, but they say that, you know, women are very into it. You know, usually the men have to be reminded. The women are there holding, and that's the highlight. They bake challahs in order they should have a chance to be after challahs. David, it's called challah, so you're not going to forget. So you're not after challah. So the minhag is not to ask. It does make sense to ask if the fridge light is off, the timer set, you know, everything, anything that has to be done. Lamaisa, it's a good time to do it before your Kabbalah Shabbos to make sure everything's besuder. You tell them to light candles. Again, most women is insulting. They have to tell the men to get their act together. The women are more makbid than the men on this. You don't want to insult your wife or anybody. If you see that they're running late, so taka, it's really late. We have to light candles. It's even brought down that if you think your wife is going to miss the zman, not the zman of 40 minutes, but she's going to run into shkia, so you should light. You should tell her, listen, honey, I it's 5 minutes to shkia. I'm going to light the candles. You know, if you're not able to, again, it has to be done with derech eretz, not to make a machlokas. Welcome in ma'asrim in tzarech lomar yisartim. Like I said, that's why, and we are like welcome in ma'asrim because it's usually we buy things that are already mufrash. Okay. The Seder. Simen Reish Samich Aleph. Safik Hashekha Behuven Ashmashos. Hainu Kedei Shir Hiluch Shloshes Reve Mil Achar Shkia Sachama. Veshir Mil Hu Shlish Shah Pachos Chelek Shloshim. In Ma'asim Zavadi. So, a little background. The sun goes down, that's called Shkia. And for the Gaonim and for the Gra, 3/4 of a mil later, it's already Tzeisa Kochavim. So if a mil is 18 minutes, so 13 and a half minutes later. If a mil is 24 minutes, you know, there is a Shita of the Rebbeinu Tam and most of the Rishonim really, who hold that when the sun goes down, it's still daytime. It's not Shkia. What's Shkia? Shkia is 3 milin and a quarter later. Tzeitzik HaKavim is 4 milin after the sun goes down. It's really two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, there's a Gemara in Shavuos. The question is which Gemara, you know, is Iker. So the Mechaber here is working with the Shita of Rebbeinu Tam. Until, I don't know, 100 years ago, many people held a Rebbeinu Tam. Even today, L'chumra people are Machmer Rebbeinu Tam. But nobody today, even the Hasidim, do Malach after Shkia, assuming that still after the sun goes down. After the sun goes down, it's very Suffolk Shabbos. So what's brought here in terms of the brackets isn't so relevant. Basically, we have a din of Veir Shvashos. We have Yom when the sun is above the horizon. We have Laila after Tzeitzik HaKavim, whatever that is. And we have the twilight, the Veir Shvashos. Veir Shvashos is Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So you can't do an Isser Torah because Safik Dereis L'Chomra. But some of the dinim derabanan Chazal didn't impose in that time because they knew people had to get ready for Shabbos and they're stuck. Chazal allowed you to do some dinim derabanan in that time of Veinash Rashi. We'll see there are a lot of limitations if the Kal was Mekal Shabbos. If you were Mekal Shabbos, it might be different. But fundamentally, there's a concept of a heter shvus of Veinash Rashi. Chazal allowed shvus dinim derabanan in Veinash Rashi. So let's just read the Shulchan Aruch, then we'll explain it. So you can't do Maaser and Vade Tevel. Maaser is a tikkun drabanan. It's a form of tikkun, midrabanan. You're fixing the food. The Ein Matvil is a kelim. If you have kelim that are tmeim. So today we don't have Dine Tumu Vitara, but we have Dine Tvilas kelim. So it sounds like you shouldn't be Tovel kelim, although it's a little bit problematic because the Mechaber is later on. Maybe you could Tovel kelim and Shabbos anyway, but fine, let's just ignore that for a second. Ein Matlik is you can't light a candle, certainly it's Issa Dereisa. The Ein Ma'arvin Arif Tchumin. So Arif Tchumin is also Din Drabanan, but since it's Din Drabanan that has a smach min a Torah, they were machmir. Aval ma'ashir said the ma'i. If you have a suffix tevel, you bought something in a place, you're not sure about the ashkacha, it might be yes, maybe no. If rova is ma'ashir, so then you can be ma'ashir. It's a suffix, it's the ma'i. V'tomin yisachamim, hatmana, you can cover your pots with the blankets. V'ma'arvin eruve chateros, you can do eruv chateros, so you can be able to carry in your building. You can tell a goy, emir la'akum, tell the goy to turn off the light in the fridge, to turn on the light in the bathroom, whatever it is. You can have a goy do anything that's a tzarech mitzvah, anything that seems like it's pressing for you, even if it's not a tzarech mitzvah. Person made early Shabbos. So Yachol Amar Leini Yehudi, you can tell a goy to Hadlik Ner Shari Dvarim Shetzarich. Even though on Shabbos we don't tell a goy to do something Stam Kach, unless there's a Choler or there's some other, you know, great need that we'll discuss, you know, maybe in the future. But when it comes to a person who's Mekalel Shabbos before Shav Shatayim Kodem Chashicha, 2 hours before Shabbos, you made early Shabbos, so you can tell a goy to do a malacha for you. Okay, so like I said, the Gemara in Ervin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis says that they weren't gozer on Shvusim on Shah and Veinash Mashos. But it seems like there are different types of Shvusim. So we said certain Shvusim are more chomer than others. So it's a Tamafrish for Trumas and Meisrus and Tevel Vadai were Machmiran. I mean, that's not a shvus. That might be a regular sidra bana. Only shvusim they were mad here. Just one second. Okay. In terms of muks, it's also very important. Muks is also mutter of Banish Mashos. That's later on in Simon Shin Sadi Dalit.
You mean you were already taking Shabbos?
Oh, so we're going to see in a second. What is this? This halacha seems like it's a great heter, right? I finished washing. You forgot this, forgot that, and you take care of it. Right. So the maisa, we're not so makal because later on we're going to see in the siman that if the kal was makal Shabbos, or even if you were makal Shabbos, it could be it's different. But a person who wasn't makal Shabbos, and then that would have attack apply. Okay. The seder.
You brought up an interesting case though about the phone.
Yeah.
Don't we hold about turning on the phone as at most the durbanim?
Turning on the phone or
it's already on. Just like opening up the screen or touching something.
I mean, turning on the phone is electricity. There's a shadow of electricity, it's Rabbanan deraisa. But let's assume it's Rabbanan. I mean,
it seems like it would be allowed, huh? Specifically, Benesh Moshe,
you know? To do a malacha de Rabbanan. See, I think that might be different between a shvus and a malacha de Rabbanan. Like I said, you're not allowed to be mafra shvus and maestris. Hatmana is like a gzeira. You're allowed to be mafra from demai. I don't know if we're going to tell you you're allowed to actually use your phone. That might be like a malachas rabbanan. I think
it's not a gzera.
Right, not gzera. Gzera shvus might be different than a malacha. I think the heter here is only for shvus. We don't usually take advantage of this so much. I will see soon why, but we wouldn't allow that straight up. So you know, if you you're not sure if the guests are coming or not, it's been a shmashas. Open your phone, see the you know the WhatsApp.
Yeah,
I don't think we allow that. We don't. Pardon?
Tomorrow,
you want to check the weather, right? We don't allow that. Is it so pasha that it's usher? I don't know if it's so pasha, but that's certainly the halakha, accepted halakha. We don't allow it based on this. But things that are sort of mitzvah, I mean, the heter b'mil akum is probably the most useful heter. That you can tell a goy to do malacha erev Shabbos. That right. Comes up a lot. Fine. The Ramah is matir b'mil akum in the time of the Tosefes before Benesh Mashas. Tosefes means a person who's called Shabbos an hour before. Once a person is Mekabel Shabbos, they can't turn on a light. They were ready Mekabel Shabbos. It's not a lav, but it's an Isser Esse. They're ready Mekabel Shabbos. So but they can tell a goy to Mekabel Shabbos. They can also tell another Jew. Sometimes like, you know, I made early Shabbos and somebody else didn't make early Shabbos. So you're allowed to tell another Jew to do Malacha in that time. That's again Tosefes. That's before Benesh Mashos. During Benesh Mashos, you can't tell a Jew to do it because the Jew can't do it. You can tell a goy to do it. Right?
Even Benishmash, even though we would say
Amir Akum
was, we would even go with that
heter
during
Benishmash,
that would not extend to
us. Right, it's Shabbos for everybody. Shabbos for everybody, it's not going to help. Right. And if the guy's Hasidish and he holds Verbeto Tam Lekula, I don't know, there aren't 20 people
who hold Verbeto Tam Lekula.
Sure. No, once upon a time they did, but not anymore.
But
now
Minkamara, we can find
it. For Minkamara, it's not, that's a little different.
Okay. That's a really
fun. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So just to summarize. Pardon? I think they hold the Beit Ham L'Chumrah. Not all do, but some he recommends it. Yeah.
Okay.
Here in Eretz Yisrael, the many Ashkenazim don't. But in America, there are many Ashkenazim who are Machmir Beit Ham. The Metzias is just different here. That here it gets dark so quickly, so it's hard to understand Beit Ham. You know, the Goni make more sense. If you go to North Europe, the Gra doesn't make any sense. You know, 20 minutes after Shkia, it's still light outside. You know, also in New York, you know, it's pretty much light. Yeah, until a half an hour, it's like, you know. So it's harder to understand the Shita. The question is, the Gaonim lived in Eretz Yisrael, right? The Rishonim lived in Europe mostly, so it's hard to know. I mean, in any case, because it comes from a steering Gemara, so all the Gemaras were written in Babel and Eretz Yisrael, so Chara Ben Tam would apply in Eretz Yisrael too, but it's just harder to appreciate. It's very dark, and oh, it's still Shabbos. It's like, you know, some people like to have Shabbos a mitzvah, so it's nice to have longer Shabbos. But just a question of the halacha, what really, you know, is a simon is why Bris Milah. You know, a boy is born 25 minutes after Shkia. in Yerushalayim, they'll do the bris on Shabbos, Friday afternoon, Friday evening. They'll do the bris on Shabbos. 25 minutes. They assume that's already for sure. If it's 18 minutes, they probably won't. Because there's also problems with the wall. It's not always clear, like, your watch is Madoyak, if they know exactly when the baby was born. Like, the nurses don't always, like, you know, 25 minutes after Shkia, then they'll make the bris on Shabbos. So that's like the Iker Din. Also, we're coming up to Hanukkah, so there's the Inyan to light within a half an hour. There's some sheets in Rishonim that you have to light within a half an hour. So the Minhag of Yerushalayim is that they daven Marv early and will say Shabbos to run back home to light. I don't think most people do it. Most people actually get back home and light.
But sorry, is that still on
them? The minhag, there is such a minhag in Yerushalayim to be makbid to light on Zman. You know, when I was growing up, I never knew if my father, we light a shkia, we light seitz, because we always light when my father comes home. You know, my father comes home at 6:30, so we lit Hanukkah candles at 6:30. You know what I'm saying? Shkia, where I grew up in the winter, is 4:30. You know what I'm saying? But we lit at 6:30 when my father came home. Kid Darts Yisrael, so I asked him, like, do we light shkia, do we light seitz? You know, so the metzias is that... what were you talking about? Hanukkah. So here in Eretz Yisrael, there's a minhag to try to light the Hanukkah candles within a half an hour of the Zman. Because we say, hold it, Zman is Tichon L'Regel Minashuk. We assume it's a half an hour. So we hold the halacha, you can even light later. It has to light for a half an hour. But if you light at 9 o'clock at night, just 9 to 9:30. You know, the shiur is a half an hour, but you can light whenever you want. But there, somebody showing him, and some even in poskim hold the halacha that you have to light within the first half an hour. That's the Zman. The Zman is from when the time gets dark, the Shkia or Tzeis, and a half an hour after that. So, Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, they're minyanim here in Yerushalayim that daven Maariv early. They'll daven Maariv 10 minutes after Shkia in order that they can finish davening in 10 to 12 minutes, run home, and light within a half an hour of Tzeis. Because they hold that after half an hour, you already lost the mitzvah. It's a big shechidish.
That's not considered early, though. I mean, davening Maariv after Shkia—that's like
after
every Mincha Maariv minyan in America. They do that.
No, in Motzei Shabbos, we generally don't do that.
Motzei Shabbos. Sorry.
And also in Eretz Yisrael, people don't usually do Mincha Maariv like that. In Eretz Yisrael, since you only have to wait, you know, 15 minutes or so you finish Mincha and they wait. In America, nobody wants to wait 45 minutes. So what are the rabbis talking
about?
So they do it right after, and they take Kriyat Shema later. But in Eretz Yisrael, minhag in most places is to wait. But on Chanukah, they daven earlier in order to chop Rain. Lemaisa, let's just summarize. We have three levels here in Amira. If a Yachid is Mekavel, Shabbos, he can even tell another Jew to do Malacha. If the Tzivor is Mekavel Shabbos, even if it's before Shkia, so then you can't tell another Jew to do Malacha, because all Jews, again, you have a small area where there's one shul. It's very rare in a city, but let's say you're a camp. So everybody's Mekavel Shabbos. So you can't do Malacha anymore. You can't tell another Jew Malacha, because nobody says to Malacha. Even if you weren't Mekavel as an individual, you're Nigra Achar Tzivur. Rav Moshe said that it doesn't apply. The idea of Nigra Achar Tzivur only applies if they're Mekavel Shabbos the same mitzvah. But usually in camps, they have Mekavel Shabbos in the summer, the same convenience. They want to, you know, it's just more geschmack to eat when it's before it's so dark. So he holds that then you're not Negro. But let's say, I don't know, the Rekava Shabbos in the winter. Yeah, you go to a place and the Rekava Shabbos a little early in the winter. So then certainly the Shem Mitzvah, it's all the Shem convenience. And you're Negro, you can tell a Goy, but you can't tell another Jew to Malach. Yeah.
But when it's convenience, like in a camp, you could even say, let's say, I'm working in a camp, and everybody they're taking on Shabbos.
So the Moshe is, you don't have to accept with everyone else.
I have to accept.
Yeah, that's the Moshe is, yeah. So that's the second level. After Shkia, it's only mutter to tell a goy l'tzorach mitzvah. Tell a goy l'tzorach mitzvah. Fridge light, etc. Now it's actually interesting. The Ramah here gives an example. Shekibel shah or shatayim kona chashecha. Is it really possible to mekabel Shabbos so early? It's like, what's the earliest time you can mekabel Shabbos? You can mekabel Shabbos at, you know, 3 in the afternoon, or 2 in the afternoon. So a little later on, we'll see that can only come to Kabbalah Shabbos from Plag HaMincha, from an hour and a quarter. So it's like a bit of a question. It could be that it's a machlokes. Some say that maybe you couldn't Kabbalah Shabbos that early, but usually we generally only come to Kabbalah Shabbos from an hour and a quarter, Zmanios. An hour and a quarter Zmanios sometimes is closer to 2 hours, because in the summer the hours are much longer. So if you have a 16-hour day, so every hour is, you know, an hour and 15 minutes or so. So, you know, okay. Meaning, you take the data, 8 hours, and you break it into 12. So if it's a perfect day, it's 12 hours. Every hour is 60 minutes. If you have a longer day, more daylight hours, like in the summer, so then every hour could be, instead of 60, it's 70 minutes, 75 minutes. So an hour and a quarter is, you know, maybe an hour and a half, a little bit more, even an hour and 40 minutes. Okay. Fine. So as I mentioned before, the Mishabur here says the heter of Yomil Akum in time to Sefes is limited to a person who is Mechabel Shabbos on his own. But if it's close to the Kavala Sakahal, the Kahal is already Mechabel, so then he's not allowed to ask another Jew. He's not allowed to ask another Jew. Well, he can't do these things. Fine. Let's move on. To Sif Beis. Yishom Shirtzak L'Hosti V'Kol HaKodesh. So in addition to abstaining from Melacha when there's a Safek, namely a time of Shkia, after the sun sets, there's a special mitzvah to Mekabel Shabbos earlier, so when it's for sure daytime, it's still Friday, to somehow accept upon ourselves Shabbos. So it's actually a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam doesn't bring this down. The Rambam thinks that Tosefes doesn't apply except for Yom Kippur by Inui. He doesn't apply it to Shabbos and Yontif. But many Rishonim disagree. There's the gears that we have with the Gemara has it also by Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So the Mechaber says Yesh Omrim that you have to Mechal Shabbos early. Uzman Tosefes who mitchilas Hashkia she'ein Hashemesh nireis al aretz ad zman ve'rishvasha. So again, Mechaber Lishitas is like Rebbeinu Tam. He thinks that the Shabbos only starts much after the sun goes down. We hold Shabbos starts as soon as the sun goes down. Safek, it's already Ve'rishvasha. So we have to Mechabel before the sun goes down. So if the sun goes down at 6, we'll Mechabel Shabbos a few minutes before 6. It's unclear what the shear is. The Gemara in Beitza speaks about the women who would eat in the time of the Sefer. It sounds like there is a certain shear to it. We're not sure what the shear is. Let's say it's 5 minutes. Let's say, you know, 2 minutes. There's some shear. The women generally Mechabel Shabbos earlier, but they light. But men don't need to. But there's still a certain shear. Now, the Sefer is, on one hand, it's just to be sure that you're not being Mechal Shabbos, because sometimes your watch might not be exactly Meduyak and the calendar might not be exactly Meduyak. But we want to Mechal Shabbos even before then. A little bit of Hosaf HaMichol al HaKodesh. 2 minutes, I think, is should be sufficient. But again, I wouldn't go within 2 minutes of Shkia. I think it's a good idea to go within 5 minutes of Shkia. First of all, here in Yerushalayim, if you look at the calendar, there's what's known as Shkira Hanira and Shkia Lefi HaMiflas, Lefi HaMishor. Meaning, is it based on, we're on a mountain in Yerushalayim. So we see the sun going down a little after it would had we been on sea level. In America, everybody, all the calendars have sea level. Because what's strange is that if you're, you know, on top of the Empire State Building, so Shkia is a one time, and you're at the bottom, Shkia is another time. It could be a 2 minute difference. So does that make any sense? You know, you want to check your WhatsApp, so you take the elevator up. Then you know. So it's hard to understand. So the vinegar in America is to go based on sea level. Now you could say it's based on sea level, or based on wherever you are, the level of the ground, wherever you are. If you're in a mountain, it's a mountain. If you're on the ground, if you're on sea level, it's on sea level. But we're not going to be miskashev with the Empire State Building. That's a logical svara. So all of Yerushalayim is one, regardless of if I'm on top by Vigan or by Vigan, have the same nira. But Lemaisa, if you look at the luach downstairs, there's Shkia Hanira, that's the big letters. And on top, in the small letters, Shkia Lefiyam Mishor, which is a few minutes earlier. Because since we're on a mountain, we see the sun going down a little bit later. So that's Tama a Safik. So it's not crazy to be Machmir to accept Shabbos a few minutes earlier, both because we're not sure when Shkia is exactly, and because our watch isn't always Mzuyak. So 10 minutes is probably, you know, you're certainly covered with 10 minutes, even 5 minutes is probably okay. But there is a concept of Tosefes Shabbos.
What is the 40 minutes?
So the 40 minutes thing, it's a little unclear where it came from. The Sfarim don't even hold of it. They hold it's not minhag Yerushalayim. There's no such thing. Ashkenazim and Yerushalayim have this minhag. There is a shita, the Yireim. The Yireim holds that Shkia isn't when the sun goes under the horizon, but Shkia is when the sun is at the trees, 18 minutes before the sun goes under the horizon. So some people will say that the minhag of Yerushalayim if it's based on that, to have a Tosefis on that, it's hard to know because only women have this minhag, not the men. The Pashas in the Minhag Yerushalayim is based on the idea that the women should light, the men should go to shul, they should finish mincha, and they should b'kavla Shabbos. So if it takes them 20 minutes to have a mincha, halavai, took 20 minutes. So then they'll have, you know, they're going to light women like candles, takes 5 minutes to walk, 10 minutes to walk, they'll daven mincha, 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is, and then they'll have a Tosefis of 10 minutes. That's the Pashas. Okay, here, you know, it doesn't take so long to walk the shul here. But the davening is long here. Okay, I don't know, 20 minutes, but okay, 15 minutes, whatever it is. Fine. So, the halacha, the shir tosef is a few minutes. Let's say a few minutes. Some shuls, they start davening 10 minutes before shkia. So how do they do tosefis? So, shul tosefis gave eita, you can start davening. And you have kavana that when the time of Tosefis comes, and when the small, if you mekavel Shabbos, tochnei your tefillah. If you mekavel Shabbos before you start davening, you shouldn't daven mincha already, it's already Shabbos. But if you started davening mincha and you're mekavel in the middle, so l'chora you're allowed to finish davening. So he had that etza for people. It's probably better to daven in a shul where they don't daven 10 minutes before Shkia. You know, when I was in Avelus, so I tried to daven for the Amud. There's an Indian tried to daven for the Amud, but I generally would daven early mincha because I found that davening, even if they start 15 minutes or 20 minutes, by the time they actually start, you know, you're running into shkia. So by the time I finished my chazar shatz, it was already basically shkia. So I wanted to have a tefravah tosefis. I tried to daven early mincha. But okay. It's not so clear how tosefis works. Meaning, first of all, it's a yesh omri if you need it, even though we try to do it. But like, do you have to makabel it, or is it something that just like happens? You abstain from halacha, so I'm a shul. I'm not turning on a light. I'm not checking my email. So it could be tosefis automatic. The mishmaru is being so kavala b'peh, kavala b'lev. It could be that's only when it's like earlier, you know, an hour before shkia, you have to have a kavala b'peh. But it's a few minutes before shkia, so by definition, you're not doing malacha, so you're abstaining from malacha. So that is tosefis. So it's not clear exactly how that works, but certainly it doesn't make so much sense that you're davening mincha in the zman tosefis. If it's tosefis, it's Shabbos. Why are you davening mincha? So it's probably better to daven mincha earlier, or not to be the chazan. The chazan usually runs till shkia in most shuls. Okay.
But I thought that we hold that even if you start davening right before shkia, you're still fine.
Right. And in terms, first of all, it's not so clear. Some people hold you should finish davening before shkia. But
in the 13 minutes after?
There are those who rely on 13 minutes after. Ravadi holds that way, yeah. I mean, there are different days about it. Some people are very into Shkia as being like the end. But either way, the Tosefis, if you're in the middle of davening, how do you mekavel Shabbos? There's a mitzvah of mekavel Shabbos a few minutes before. If we assume it's some active Kabbalah, so you're in the middle of davening. So how does that work? So Shlomo Zalman said you have this chop. You can daven in. Well, tonight that you're mekavel in the middle of davening at the latest point. You know, so the latest point is 2 minutes, let's say. So 2 minutes before, I'm a modim. It's 2 minutes before, but the Kabbalah kicks in. It could be. I mean, it's always a mitzvah to have to take the minhag olam. Many shuls daven 10, 15 minutes before shkia, and by the time they start again, it's usually 10 minutes. This is a big issue with Erev Shabbos Chanukah because they have to light the Chanukah candles, and if the tzibur isn't there, fashion you shouldn't. There's a cold discussion. Can you light the candles al das tzibur is coming? Meaning the mitzvah to light tzibur persumanitza. Right now you only have, you know, they don't like after mincha, because after mincha is already shkia, so they went before mincha. So anyway, it's a discussion. Fine. I should mention that, let's just continue the mechaber. Zman tosef ezeh mitchilas hashkia she'en ha-shamash nireis ha'el aretz ad zman ha-bein shemashos v'zman shu shalosh milin u'revia v'tzalasos kulo tosef es oseh v'tzalasos mimeno mikzis oseh v'vad she yosef ezeh zman she'e vada yom v'chol ha-konesh v'shir zman ha-bein shemashos hu shalosh revei mil she'hem ha-halach elef chamesh mos amos kodem olam. If you want to like the Kabbalah of Shabbos, the Rama, plaka mincha ve'elach rishis b'yadah. So this is what I mentioned before, that here the Rama says you only plaka mincha. It sounds like if you call Shabbos before plaka mincha, it's meaningless. And yet the Rama, in the sif before, speaks about shao shatayim. So it's a little bit of a tzarachian. The halacha, we assume you shouldn't have a Kabbalah Shabbos more than an hour and a quarter zmani before shkia. But if you did, this happened to me once. Once we were making early Shabbos, we were just married, I think. My wife lit, and she was going to go to we were going to go walk together to mincha, and I realized it was a plag meeting, so we'd have a mincha before plag. So she lit candles before plag. Pardon? She took in Shabbos in before plag. So I wasn't sure what to do. And then I learned that she really shouldn't do malacha because there's a tzad to say that even 2 hours before, it's probably better that I would light candles. I would put out the candles, relight them without a bracha, misafik. But the pashtus is that she shouldn't do malacha because there isn't tzad to say that the kavala does work. Even though from here, from the Rama here, it says, it sounds like you can't do makala before an hour and a quarter. I should mention, that it's actually interesting, when does the hour and a quarter start? An hour and a quarter from when? So we assume it's an hour and a quarter from Shkia. The Shpur brings down a Deya that's an hour and a quarter from Tseis. Now if you hold it for Beinu Tam, we say it's 72 minutes. That's usually the conventional Beinu Tam, 72 minutes. So an hour and a quarter is 3 minutes before Shkia. Oh, it wouldn't really help to have an early Shabbos if you only did it 3 minutes before Shkia. So for the Mishpur here, it sounds like he's not so sure about this. So there are some poskim in Eretz Yisrael who don't recommend doing early Shabbos because they're choshesh that the hour and a quarter is from Tzeis, and if you hold Tzeis is later, I don't know, here in Eretz Yisrael they hold the rate of time, whatever it is, a half an hour, 20 minutes, whatever Tzeis is, so you don't have so much time before. They discourage early Shabbos. Early Shabbos is very, very convenient. It took on in America, and here too it's very, very makubal. But some people shy away from making early Shabbos because they're concerned that it's too early. Okay.
It's really there's a huge issue though with people taking an early Shabbos.
What's the issue?
Like everyone in America, like the class thing is 7 o'clock Shabbos.
Right, they don't always have the plague thing
right,
down. I know I grew up in a community like that. So then the question becomes: is it a problem? Is Tardi de Sanstre if to have a mincha after plague and Marev before Tzeis or before Shkia? So the many are makel. The minhag olam in many shuls is makel. They assume since davening is drabanan, you can have a tardi disaster. Even though Gemara says the avid kamar avid, avid kamar avid, the pashas of that Gemara is that you have to be a Rabbi Huda yid or a rabbanan yid all the time, not just I can't pick days. We assume that different days it's okay. So on regular weekdays I'll daven mincha before Shkia, and on Friday I'll daven mincha before plague and Marv after plague. That's a chiddush. So then people take it a step further and say, listen, even David Kamaravid, anything goes. You can do in the same time, you can also daven mincha and Marv, a late mincha and an early Marv. So that's not ideal. Some of the why Rosh Hashivas are very against it. They say it's better to have yichidus. But the minhag olam is not to be so concerned about it. I grew up in a shul like that, where they had 7 o'clock mincha Friday evening. Okay, so then why Rosh Hashivas are
mocking? I think at my old rabbi, like, was doing that. I didn't know. Uh-huh. I think he was
kind of
wondering if
we
should sneak out.
Okay, Davin. Okay.
So, yeah,
okay. In terms of a woman doing malacha, sometimes the man is mekabel Shabbos, and the woman, especially in the summer, and then it goes to early Shabbos, the woman is still, you know, making the kugel. So how does that work? So the minhag olam is to assume that it's not a problem, that everybody's independent, and as long as by the time the husband comes home from shul, the woman is done with the malacha, that's okay. The Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't think that. The Rav Moshe Feinstein thought that the woman is somehow batel, tofel to her husband, and she shouldn't be doing malacha. You know, if you can't have your eved doing malacha, you certainly can't have your wife doing malacha. I don't know how many women take to that comparison. But Levi says it's not the minhag olam. The minhag olam assumes that everybody's independent. And I think even Rav Moshe only held that if you're mekabel shei mitzvah, usually in summer you're mekabel for convenience. So if you're having for convenience, it could be it's not nobody's nigger after you. So that would be, you know, his chumrah has a kula with it, so it doesn't really affect us so much. Fine. Moving on to Sif Gimel. Misha Eino Baki Vishir Zeh Yadli Kvar Shemesh Biro Sheilanus. If you don't know when the Shkia is, again, for the Mechaber, Shkia is more complicated because the sun already went down. It's like it's after the sun went down. For us, it's pretty easy to tell when the sun is going down. Most of us have a watch, you have a calendar. But all things being equal, if you're not sure, Vimachmir, Shashemesh Bro Sheilanos, when the sun is up by the trees, Vimhu Yom Una, if it's cloudy, Yadlik Shetarnigol Yoshim Akorov Yor Yom, you don't want to take any chances. If it's a cloudy day, Mikhail Shabbos early. Again, we all have calendars, we all have watches, so even on cloudy days, we know when Shkia is, even if we can't see it with our eyes. Vayter Dalid Achar Anias Baruch Hu Achal Pish Adayin Yom. If you Mikhail Shabbos early, like they would, then, so when the Tzibur says Baruch Hu, even though it's day, Or boikala, you know, we turn around by lechadodi. So that's the Kabbalah Shabbos. It's actually interesting because the minhag olam is that when they're aveilim, they come in after lechadodi, and they're menachem them. We don't usually menachem aveilim on Shabbos in that way. You know, if you're menachem on Shabbos, you say, you know, Shabbos him menachem. You don't say hamachem menachem, the regular nuzach. It's a little unclear. It seems like the original minhag was that the Kabbalah Shabbos was all before. The whole point of Tosefes is that you would daven mincha half an hour before Shkia, and then you start davening Kabbalah Shabbos, and then you get the boy kala, you'd get to, you know, before the sun went down. Usually by us, we do it all after the sun went down. We finish mincha, hopefully, before Shkia, and then we have... So... Look, it's all totally minhagim. I think that if that's the minhag, so apparently it's all considered a chesar and b'zayin tef Shabbos to menachem in that way. Although it is a bit strange because it really seems like maybe people don't kavanah to mekavah Shabbos till after if they're available. So it's muchach that their kavanah Shabbos is only by mizbashir. It's only after. I don't really know. I'm not sure, but that's certainly the minhag that people are menachem available after the chadodi. And even though it's usually after Shkia, and I guess we should follow the minute.
Do you know why it's at that point
specifically? I'm not sure.
I've seen it done a lot. Like, I've
never seen it done at different points?
It's always then.
I think that was before the Kabbalah Shabbos, once upon a time. In my shul, after Mincha, everybody turns around and like says boichal boichal. That's like the minhag of the shul, which makes sense because usually we finish mincha before shkia. We want to have 2 minutes to tosefes, so when Kabbalah Shabbos before we start, lechadodi or not lechadodi before we start lechul nirana, meaning, and we still have the same thing when the avelim come in. We say, you know, welcome. So. Viseder.
But you're not even required to say like most of that stuff though. So like. Why
specifically do you say it at that point? I'm not really sure. Okay. Simon Reish Samach Beis. A person should organize their home on Erev Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos, the Kadeshi, it's an Aruch Masudah before we base a Knesset. The Yesh Shulchan Aruch Kol Yom Shabbos, a person's table should be set all of Shabbos. V'chein Minog, v'chein L'shanos. Right? If you have a tablecloth on your table all of Shabbos, it should be nice. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, in the Kufiyot Test, that on Leil Shabbos, two malachim come with you from Shul back home, and they see what's going on in your house. If it's the matzav is good, they'll give you a bracha. It should be that way. The same next week. That's why we say Shalom Aleichem. We want to welcome the malachim. Obviously, Kavod Shabbos is that should be already mesuder. You should be just like having a kosher guest. So Shabbos is coming. You should have everything organized in your home. It should be clean. It should be neat. And to do that, you have to prepare before Shabbos. You know, without pressure. There's always the yitzhara of screaming and the lachatz. It's good to start early. And the most important thing is to be simcha and not to have pressure. So some have been asked to say something. If the Malachim just came, why are you saying say something? Why are you sending me back? Some have that minhag. Others say it. Some have a minhag not to say Barchuni l'shalom, because Barchuni, you're asking the Malach for a bracha. We don't want to ask Malachim. You daven to Hashem. The Rambam says we don't daven to Malachim. Well, the Pashto says you're not davening to the Malach. You're asking him to bring the bracha from Hashem. Meaning, you know, so it's Machnisi Rachamim by Slicha. So many people don't say for that reason. You don't want to. You're like asking the Malachim to bring the tefillahs up. Here, Barchuni l'shalom, you're asking them to be the Shaleach of Hashem, so you can say the bracha. Different minhagim. But l'chora, part of what the Rama writes, that your Yemei Shulchan Aruch, means that you shouldn't just leave after the meal, you should just go to sleep with all the food on the table. The house should be masudar. So you should sweep, and you should change the tablecloth, and it should look nice. Says the Mechaber, a person should try, and we're very wealthy, so for us it's not so difficult. But once upon a time, it was not pashut. After the Industrial Revolution, garments became much cheaper because the machines make garments. Instead of having to, by hand, make threads and then sew and knit, and it was a different reality. If you don't have special clothes, at least you should wear them in a different way. And the poor people would pin up their clothing. They wouldn't want to get tattered. Wealthy people have their clothing drag. So you should have your clothing, wear them down. So it's Indian to have Kavod Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, to have nice clothing. Sus Nikia. It's unclear how much you have to change. Does it just mean you have like one special garment, or should you change everything? Some people are makvid to have all everything, Shabbos shoes and Shabbos kippah and Shabbos this and Shabbos that. And other people are makvid just to have one special garment for Shabbos, an outer garment. Nara Pashte, it's obviously nice to have, you know, special clothing for Shabbos, but I don't know if it's absolute chiyuv to change every last garment. The Meshuvah brings a minhag to have a special Shabbos talis, and it's a nice thing to do. The Mishnah brings out that minhag.
Where is it?
Hey. Somebody once asked me if they had started to wear tchelas. They wanted to know if they should have one pair. Should they wear it on their Shabbos talis or the weekday talis? So I thought it made sense to wear the weekday talis. If you think it's a mitzvah, an extra, so more mitzvahs, you know. If you think it's just like a hiddur, okay, so I can hear somebody saying on Shabbos I'll have this hiddur. But like if people wear it, I think usually wear it because they think it's like, you know, mitzvah and Torah. So I think it would make more sense to have it on your weekday talis.
Unless you just think it looks cool and that's why you're doing it.
Right, if you think it looks cool, so that's a different cheshvin. I don't know if that's why you should be wearing tchelas, but okay.
Automatically ask Soloveitchik.
If you ask the Rav,
yeah.
He would.
Ask him, he would probably say, wear it on your Shabbos.
Oh, because he's saying there's the Duke of the Rava. It's an interesting point. The Rava sounds like the tzitzis isn't a masoi, a tzitzis, forget the Lashon, it's like a shlema, something like that, a complete tzitzis.
Yes.
So briskers don't wear tzitzis outside of Shabbos because they don't hold to the Erev. And they hold that the tzitzis only isn't a masa if it has a tchelis in it. So, although the Soloveitchik didn't hold of tchelis, so he held he needed a Masoiris.
Right.
So, okay, it's hard to know.
If you would have the
if you had, okay. Yeah. The Seder, okay. I don't know, so many people are choshish for that. Fine. I was wondering, you know, yishtadel, let's say your Shabbos clothing is dirty, and your weekday clothing is clean. So is it better to wear clean weekday clothing, or dirty Shabbos clothing? So I think it might be totally in what your weekday clothing look like. I mean, my weekday clothing are basically like my Shabbos clothing. I wear a white shirt, I wear a tie. Okay, so like my Shabbos suit is actually my weekday suit. So like maybe it makes sense to wear a weekday suit if it's clean as opposed to my Shabbos suit. But many people, like my kids, you know, you're wearing colored shirts, you're wearing jeans. So like, you know, it probably makes sense to wear a stained white shirt than to wear a clean, you know, t-shirt, I would think. Because in terms of how it looks objectively. But first and all things being equal, should try. That's why there's a Takanas Ezra to do laundry on Thursday to make sure that you have clean Shabbos clothing. Now, the Mishmur points out in Sifkan Vav that the concept of Kavod Shabbos applies not only to when people see you. Yeah, let's say you're by Goyim, even if you're in the middle of nowhere, still wear Shabbos clothing because it's Shabbos. And then the question becomes, let's say nobody sees you, you're at home. If Shechter Shei Makbir, that throughout the meal he wears his suit. Many people take off their tie, take off their jacket. You know, okay, Shabbos afternoon, you walk around in shorts. It's not right. Again, I don't know. There's probably my drink. I also take off my jacket during the meal. Like at Chasana, I don't. I leave my jacket on during Chasana because I'm at Chasana. And Shabbos, the Shechter says, wear your jacket the whole time. Now, it could be that even at Chasana, I would take it off if I had a place to put it. It's just like, you know, so you know, I don't want to get to take it. So I don't know if you, obviously, you don't have to sleep in a suit and tie in Shabbos. So what about at the meal? So Shechter Shei Makbir, I'm not, but I understand why he is, because he's saying it's not a din in comfort. It's Onik Shabbos, but it's Kavod Shabbos to wear special clothing. So he's Makbir. I don't think it's a Minhag Olam. I think the Minhag Olam is you don't want your clothes to get dirty, so while you're eating, you take off your tie, take off your jacket. But the idea that fundamentally we don't say, oh, Shabbos afternoon, I'll wear shorts, that's, I think, a true idea, that Shabbos is Shabbos. And even if I want to be a little more comfortable in Onik Shabbos, I'll take off my tie, take off my jacket, but I fundamentally view Shabbos as Shabbos. It's not just a question of who sees me, but it's a question of respecting the day itself. Okay?
I'm thinking, like if you're like me, I always somehow on Shabbos, I wear a white shirt, I always somehow get it stained. Like,
okay.
Like, so like, I'm always like nervous about like should I just take the shirt off and I put on like a weekday kind of shirt just for the meal, and then put it right back on after. It's like I always, no matter what, right, it's going to be a stain on the shirt.
So
after
maybe you should wear like a napkin. Napkin. I don't know. I'm not sure what to say.
Yeah,
they
keep their tie on. I feel like that's how they do it.
Okay, you keep your tie. Okay. Well, the ties usually gets dirty for me. Like, jacket usually doesn't get tight. And if people put their tie in their shirt, you know, button up there, you ever see that? You know, I don't know. I'm not sure how COVID that looks. I don't know. Again, if you're taking a nap Shabbos afternoon, you can get a pajamas. There's no question. But I think fundamentally, COVID Shabbos, it's not just a question of who sees you. In fact, it seems like even after Shabbos, when you eat Malaf Malka, there's an Indian to wear Shabbos clothes till after the Malaf Malka.
Says that if you want to change after Shabbos, make sure to have Malaf Malka first.
Yeah, because like they say after Malaf Malka, it's already not...
What was that?
Ramitzel says that you should be wearing Shabbos clothing until you have Malaf Malka. So let's say you have somewhere to go. Let's say you want to have a basketball game after Shabbos. He said, have Malaf Malka and your Shabbos clothes in there, and then go play sports.
Many people wear their Shabbos clothes to simchas. You go to a wedding. I do too. I mean, but there are some who think that you should have clothing that's miyuchad just for Shabbos. You know, I don't think people are so makbid on that. There's actually a makor in the Medrash Rus that says by Rus that her mother-in-law told her to wear Shabbos clothes when she met Boaz. So there are some people who are makbid even on that. There's an Indian having yantiv clothes, which is like a higher level. Most people don't have a different suit for yantiv, but you have a special tie for yantiv, something special for yantiv. Yantiv is higher in terms of clothing. Yeah, simcha. It's not just only it's simcha.
I thought
that yantiv is higher. I have to check it. Anyway, let's just try to finish this up. Gimel, yilbash begadav hanoyim yitzmach v'vriyas Shabbos ki yotzei l'kas Shabbos. You should get your clothing on and wait patiently. Not just like running, you know, with your tongue out, you know. Kiyos the Shabbos, the Rabbi Chanina, Masate, Fikai, Vipani, Dvali Shabbos, our boy, Nate, the Shabbos, this is the mocker idea of Kabbalah Shabbos. So we're going to go out, the Chadot, right? Rabbiani, our boy, the Kala, boy, Kala, the Yalbish, Atzmo, you know, the Chadot was written by Shlomo Elkabat a few hundred years ago, but it comes from this Kabbalah Shabbos. Boy, Kala, boy, Kala. Yavish Asma Bigdi Shabbos Miyad Achar Sharach as Asma we said before Vizel Kavet Shabbos Valkein Lo Yirchad Shabbos Al Samach Erev Shiel Yavish Asma Miyad again it's not my Agave but there's an idea of trying to Vimasmich the Rechitza should be Nikar the Rechitza of the Shem Kavet Shabbos. Now in terms of the Chadodi there are different Minhagim in terms of where you face. Do you face the door? Do you face Ma'arav? If we dive into Mizrach generally, so Ma'arav Shechina V'Ma'arav, or some people just turn around, regardless of where the door is. So I was once at a show where there were like three different people doing three different customs. Like one person was facing the door, another person was facing the back, and the person was facing Ma'arav. So it's probably good to face on the same face. Yeah, because they didn't dive into the east, right? It probably makes sense to do what everybody else does. Try to keep it simple. Whatever you do is fine, but it shouldn't be a machlokas. The Seder. So we'll pick it up next week.